Jay loved it.
Oh. I'd want to do something else. He said, no, I'll do the bike. Even if it didn't fit, you know.
Would you do some voices on my tape recorder?
Sure.
Do Yogi Bear?
Yeah, this is Yogi Bear.
And Snagglepuss?
Heavens to Murgatroyd, what's going on?
And Wally Gator?
Gee whiz, I wish I was in my ever-loving Everglade.
And Elroy Jetson?
I'm at the mall, you know, buying, you know, cells, but I wish I was in Mars.
And let's see, Huckleberry Hound?
Howdy, it's old Huckleberry Hound. You having a ball here?
I'm having a ball.
Good.
And, Quick Draw McGraw?
Howdy, I am Quick Draw McGraw, the world's fastest gun, and don't you forget it.
Who'd I forget?
Babaloo, you forgot.
Babaloo, sure.
Because I work with him.
Oh, do you?
We got the partnership.
Sure.
He's the junior.
That's right. Who else did I forget?
Captain Crunch, you forgot.
Captain Crunch.
Oh, yeah. Captain Crunch stays crunchy, even in Ripple.
That's great.
And,
Mr. Jinx, you know, that quabbles the Mises, and,
sure.
You know, it's one of his idiosyncrasies.
And I'm Dixie, I'm with the Mises clobbles.
That's right, don't be verbose. And,
Cogs, well, Cogs, you didn't get very much, but he had a few things to say.
Do you do, who's that little guy? Yackie Doodle?
No, that's Jimmy Weldon. That's a Clarence Nash voice, you know. Another one is Super Snoopin, the world's greatest private eye, and winner of this year's Modesty Award.
And I'm Blabbermouth, if it hasn't been.
You're getting it all over me, Blab. Bring a towel at least when you vociferate.
When I what?
Never mind. And let's see. Lamsey.
It's the Wolof, it's the Wolof. That's who it is, the Wolof.
And, now, Fibber Fox is always for Yaki Doodle. He's always trying to get Yaki Doodle for dinner. And, Yaki, wouldn't you come over to my house? We'll have a few appetizers. One of them will be you.
Did you do Miguel Gorilla?
No, that's Al Melvin. No, that's Mel.
Oh, yeah, it's Mel Blanc. You want to join?
Don't tell him you do the voice of Captain Crunch.
I didn't.
No, don't tell
him. I was standing by. Yeah. When's the show, Bill? It's
as long. Copy.
Oh, I see.
Same thing.
Copy. Either one would be very welcome, you know. If I have my little card in front of me where I see all the characters, then I remember. But, I know there's a couple other...
I did Wally Gator.
Yeah.
And Peter Potamus, that's another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I can think of.
That's all you can think of? That's good.
Yeah. And I used to do it, not that the voice is that definitive, the voice for Snap, you know, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. But that was, see, the kid voice is just a kid voice, and then you make it a little Chicano, and it becomes Babalooey.
Uh-huh.
Oh, another one is Augie Doggie, which has the tremolo.
Oh, my dear old father of the year, could I have my very own horse?
Uh-huh. And then Doug Young, who was up in Seattle now, did Doggy Daddy, which was, that's my boy that said that.
Yeah.
When thing first started, they wanted me to do both of them, and I said, I don't want to do the Durante thing because it's too much of a strain. You have to do the little light voice against that.
Mm-hmm.
Would be, it's like a pitcher beating his arm with an axe or a hammer and then pitching a game. Yeah.
Did
so,
they suggest the kind of voice that they want?
No, they didn't at the beginning. See, they showed you a storyboard, and it was fun because you came up with all kinds of wild ideas. But now, by the time you walk in, they have a preconception of what they want, and then they try to get somebody to imitate what they want rather than be inventive. So it's kind of unfortunate. But that's the influence of the agencies and the network. They don't let the production companies really do the job they used to do.
Is it now their policy to have all the characters imitate an old star?
They always have done that. It's laziness, you see. In many cases, the writing isn't good enough. See, to me, I'm a writer. And when I write something, it's like a roadmap. And any good, competent actor will get something out of it. If it's bad writing, God knows. But if it's good, I can give somebody a script and 10 out of 10 people will read it almost identically because they almost know how to do it. So, this way, if they...
Can we borrow you to take a picture?
Sure.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
But I'll finish my point. In other words, the thing is, if they say, do it like so-and-so, you use their timing, not the writer's timing.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.